Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Computing. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the three main types of cloud computing: public, private, and hybrid clouds. Additionally, we'll discuss the differences and use cases for each type, along with their respective advantages and disadvantages. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between these cloud models and understand how they can be applied to various business scenarios. Main content: public clouds. Public clouds are cloud computing environments that provide services and resources over the internet to multiple clients. This model is typically owned and operated by third-party cloud service providers, who manage the infrastructure and offer access to computing resources like storage, applications, and virtual machines. Use cases: public clouds are ideal for businesses that need to scale quickly and efficiently without the burden of maintaining physical hardware. They are particularly beneficial for web hosting, application development, and testing scenarios. Advantages: cost-effective, public clouds operate on a pay-as-you-go model, allowing companies to only pay for the resources they use. Scalability: resources can be scaled up or down based on demand, making it perfect for businesses with fluctuating workloads. Maintenance-free: the cloud provider takes care of maintenance, upgrades, and security, freeing up your team to focus on core business activities. Disadvantages: limited control. Businesses have less control over their data and infrastructure compared to private clouds. Security risks: sharing resources with other organizations can pose security concerns, especially for sensitive data. Compliance issues: meeting regulatory compliance can be challenging when using shared resources. Private clouds. Private clouds are dedicated environments designed exclusively for a single organization. They can be hosted on-premises or managed by a third party. This model allows businesses to have complete control over their data, applications, and infrastructure. Use cases: private clouds are often used by larger enterprises, government agencies, or organizations that handle sensitive data and require strict compliance with regulations. Advantages: enhanced security. Since the infrastructure is not shared, private clouds offer improved security for sensitive data. Customization: organizations can tailor their cloud environment to meet specific business needs. Greater control: with a private cloud, businesses have full control over their computing resources, which simplifies compliance and governance. Disadvantages: higher costs. Private clouds typically require a larger upfront investment in infrastructure and ongoing maintenance costs. Longer time to deploy. Setting up a private cloud can take more time compared to public clouds, which can delay time to market for applications. Resource limitations: while private clouds can be scaled, they may not offer the same level of scalability as public clouds. Hybrid clouds. Hybrid clouds combine elements of both public and private clouds, allowing organizations to take advantage of the benefits of both models. This approach enables businesses to maintain sensitive data in a private cloud while utilizing the public cloud for less critical applications. Use cases: hybrid clouds are suitable for businesses that require scalability but also need to keep some data secure and compliant. They are often used in industries like finance and healthcare, where sensitive information must be handled with care. Advantages: flexibility. Organizations can choose where to host applications and data based on specific needs. Cost efficiency. Businesses can optimize their costs by using public clouds for less sensitive workloads while retaining critical applications on private clouds. Improved disaster recovery. Hybrid clouds can provide enhanced disaster recovery options by allowing data to be backed up across both environments. Disadvantages: complex management. Managing a hybrid cloud can be more complex due to the integration of multiple environments, necessitating robust management tools and practices. Security challenges: ensuring consistent security policies across both public and private clouds can be difficult, requiring careful planning and execution. Potential latency issues: data transfer between public and private clouds might introduce latency, potentially affecting application performance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the three primary types of cloud computing: public, private, and hybrid clouds. Each model has unique advantages and disadvantages, as well as specific use cases that can benefit different types of organizations. By understanding these differences, you can make informed decisions about which cloud model best suits your business needs. As we move forward in this course, we will explore how cloud computing technologies can be implemented effectively to enhance business operations and drive innovation. Reflection questions: how might your organization benefit from using a public cloud for specific applications? What kind of data or applications would be best suited for a private cloud in your business context? In what ways can a hybrid cloud strategy enhance your organization's flexibility and efficiency?